On Wednesday, the Bloomberg administration agreed to end the NYPD practice of keeping the names and addresses of people who had been stopped and frisked and either arrested or issued a summons but later cleared. The lawsuit, Lino versus the City of New York, was filed in 2010 on behalf of hundreds of thousands of people whose names were entered into the database and remained there indefinitely, even though they were not convicted of a criminal offense. Christopher Dunn, Associate Legal Director of the New York Civil Liberties Union, says though there's still a long way to go, the settlement is an important step forward.
There's certainly major reforms that still need to be made to the stop and frisk practice itself, but this settlement removes an important harassing part of the stop and frisk program, which was this massive database the police department was compiling of the names and addresses of almost entirely innocent people who were getting stopped, and they were using the database to actually target people for criminal investigations, even though they had done nothing wrong. And now under the settlement, all the names and all the addresses are coming out of the database, and so the police will no longer be able to use it to target people who were the victims of stop and frisk.
When you say they were using it to target people, specifically how did they do this? What kind of jeopardy did this put innocent people in?
We have a letter from Commissioner Kelly in which he explained that when the department was doing criminal investigations, they would use the database to identify people who might have been in the vicinity of a crime, for instance, and then they would become part of the investigation. So to take an example, there's a report of an assault on a certain block at a certain date. The department would go into the database and identify anyone who was stopped in the vicinity of that location for a period of time before or after the reported assault. And then all of a sudden, they'd be part of the group of people that were considered suspects and that would be investigated in conjunction with the assault. And so as a result, you ended up with completely innocent people who had just been stopped and frisked being targeted for criminal investigations because they were ending up in this database.
In July 2010, there was a state law passed that the NYPD specifically could not keep the information of innocent people stopped and frisked in the program on a database. Why did it take a lawsuit to get them to agree to delete this database?
Well, here's the difference. The 2010 law applied to people who got stopped and frisked and then walked away without being arrested or given a summons. The lawsuit covered people who got arrested or were given a summons and then were never convicted of a crime. And so the lawsuit was designed to force the department to remove from the database the people who were left over after the 2010 law was implemented. So that earlier law got rid of everyone who never was arrested or summoned. The lawsuit that was settled yesterday was dealing with people who got arrested or were given a summons, were never convicted of a crime, yet remained in the database. And it's those names and addresses that will now come out. And that's probably about 500,000 additional people.
Is there any oversight or method of confirming compliance?
Yes. The department has to do two things. First, they have to issue and give to us, as soon as they do, an order telling department officials to stop putting any new names and addresses into the database. And I expect that will happen shortly. And then within 90 days, they have to take all the remaining names and addresses out, and they then have to tell us in writing that they, in fact, have done so. And once that is done, we're confident that all the names and addresses will be out of the database and no more names will be going in.
With the surveillance cameras that the NYPD has set up all over, there are several in my neighborhood. Can they be using facial recognition software, that kind of thing, to do essentially the same thing that they've been doing with the stop and frisk database?
Well, that's an interesting question. I think that at this point they cannot be using facial recognition software to do that, simply because, if nothing else, the software and the equipment is not sophisticated enough now to be able to identify people who are just walking down the street. Facial recognition certainly works under some circumstances, but you have to have very good lighting. You've got to have someone who's very close to the camera. You've got to have a lot of things that just don't exist on the street. But the day will come, and that day may be sooner than any of us want to believe, where police cameras on the street will in fact be able to use some form of facial recognition and therefore be able to identify where people have been at different points in time. And that may raise some of the exact same concerns that we have raised here. Namely, the police department should not be keeping a database of innocent people who are just walking around the streets of New York.
Christopher Dunn is Associate Legal Director of the New York Civil Liberties Union. The case settled Wednesday is separate from the class action lawsuit Floyd versus the City of New York, challenging the constitutionality of the stop and frisk program itself. Arguments in that case were completed in May, but no decision has been announced.